This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by a joint parliamentary committee. The bill seeks to improve the administration of Waqf properties, introduce technology-driven management, address complexities and ensure transparency. Moving the bill, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the consultation process of the Joint Parliamentary Committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said the legislation has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards.
गवर्नमेंट किसी भी धार्मिक व्यवस्था को किसी भी रिलीजियस इंस्टीट्यूशन कोई धार्मिक काम में हस्तक्षेप करने नहीं जा रहा है ना ही वक्फ बोर्ड किसी धार्मिक स्थल की व्यवस्था में कोई भी तरीके से हाथ डालने का प्रावधान है बिल्कुल नहीं है ये वक्फ बोर्ड का जो प्रावधान किसी मस्जिद किसी मंदिर किसी धार्मिक स्थल का व्यवस्था का कोई लेना देना नहीं है ये सिंपली एक प्रॉपर्टी का मैनेजमेंट का विषय है
The minister said in the present act, some provisions were misused to declare any land as Waqf property in the country. He questioned that if India has the largest Waqf properties in the world, then why Indian Muslims are still poor?
Waqf property private property hota hai sir. To isliye duniya mein sabse zyada Waqf property Hindustan mein hai. Sirf hamara desh mein hi nahi, duniya ka sabse bada aur sabse zyada Waqf property Hindustan mein hai. To fir ye kyun hai? 60 saal tak ab sarkar mein rahe hain, hamara desh mein musliman itna gareeb kyun hai? Jab duniya ka sabse zyada Waqf property hamara desh mein hai, to hamara gareeb musalmanon ka padhai ke liye, medical treatment ke liye, skilling ke liye, income generation
Responding to opposition, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliamentary Committee as approved by the Cabinet. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress alleged that through this bill, the government wants to dilute the Constitution, defame minorities and divide Indian society.
ये बिल आज इस संविधान के इस जो मूल जो ढांचा है उस पर आक्रमण है और इनकी जो पूरा जो भाषण था वो हमारे संविधान के इस मौलिक अधिकार पर हमारे संघीय ढांचे पर एक आक्रमण था
Several other members took part in the debate, including Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP. The discussion is underway. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 in the Rajya Sabha for consideration and passing. The bill has already been passed by the Lok Sabha. The centre has set a target to set up 728 Eklavya model residential schools benefiting around 3.5 lakh scheduled tribe students across the country. This was stated by Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das Uyke in a written reply in Rajya Sabha today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that National Education Policy, NEP 2020, is not merely a reform but represents the nation's intellectual renaissance. Mr. Modi said this while chairing Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan's article in a newspaper, highlighting the transformation India's education sector has undergone in the last decade. The White House has confirmed that U.S. President Donald Trump will impose new tariffs today. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt said reciprocal tariffs on countries that impose duties on U.S. goods would take effect immediately after Trump announces them, while a 25% tariff on auto imports will take effect tomorrow. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.7% and amid mixed global cues ahead of the U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff announcement. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 593 points to close at 76,617. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will lock horns with Gujarat Titans today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Royal Challengers Bengaluru continue to lead the standings with 4 points and highest net run rate. And that's the end of this news bulletin.